Freshers' Week can be a nervous time for many, but don't worry, as you are and are here to help you make the most of this exciting time.
Here's our guide to halls.
For many, moving into halls will be our first experience of living away from home for a long period of time, and those initial moments after moving in can feel daunting for everyone.
Life in self-catered and catered halls are noticeably different from both each other and life back at home, so here's a few things you'll want to know before you arrive at your university hall.
There are 12 catered halls on University Park campus and two more on Jubilee. Here, breakfast and dinner are provided by the hall and you eat in a communal space alongside fellow students from your halls. This is a great chance to meet new faces and get to know each other, especially during the first few weeks of term.
Meal times are set for 7:30 till 9 for breakfast and 5:30 to 7 for dinner, with brunch on the weekends at 11:30 till 12:30. Don't be surprised if fewer people make it to breakfast as the year goes on. A kettle can be a handy appliance to have in your room for making a cup of tea or coffee to help you get through those last minute deadlines or for making whilst having a relaxing chat with your new flatmates.
Self-catered halls are more spread out around the Unipark campus, with the largest of these being Broadgate Park. Whilst a big advantage of self-catered halls is you get to choose when and what you eat, the budgeting on meals will be completely in your hands, so be smart about your choices and keep an eye out for bargains and offers aimed for students. There's plenty of selection on campus for what to have for lunch, from a meal deal in Boots and Spa to Chicken Joe's Wrap or Chinese available on the top floor of the Portland building. If you're a student in catered halls, your student ID doubles up as a meal card with a set amount that you can use for each week to buy yourself lunch. Be warned though, whilst you can spend it all at once to buy all your drinks for that week's prees, we'd recommend you think carefully as you'll be grateful for your meal card when it saves you when you fancy a snack after your 1 p.m. lecture.
And of course, there's always the student bar Mooch, where you can get one of their signature burgers, milkshakes and pints, all on a student budget.
We had a chat with this year's SU officers to find out what their memories were of their first week in halls and what advice they would give to their younger selves now.
Hello, I'm Jacob Collier. I'm your Communities Officer for the year.
I'm Zoe, and I'm the Equal Opportunities and Welfare Officer.
Hi, I'm Yolanda, outgoing SU Postgraduate Officer.
Can you briefly explain the different types of halls we have here at Nottingham?
Yeah, so there's catered halls and self-catered halls. There's 12 catered halls, which are all on campus, and they're on the smaller side. There's like 200 or 300 people in them all. And then there's also self-catered halls, so there's Broadgate, which has like 2,000 people in it, and Raleigh Park and St Peter's Court, which are all off-campus halls.
Were you in catered or self-catered halls in your first year, and why did you pick this?
So I was in self-catered halls, I was in Broadgate. I chose it because it gave me the flexibility to cook whenever I want, so if I wanted to cook at like 3 a.m. I could, and yeah, it was just a really good vibe to cook together with my housemates, and yeah, it was just a really good year for me.
I was in catered hall, so I was in Rutland Hall. I picked it because I really wanted to be on campus, I didn't want to be off campus, and I liked the idea of having a smaller hall where you get to know everyone and just be really sociable.
I was in catered halls, and I chose catered halls because I'd spent 2 years previously in self-catered halls at college, so I basically wanted a year off from cooking for myself.
Do you have any top tips for our new students about living in halls?
So what I'd say is when you first move in, make sure that you have your door open so that people can come and chat to you. Just go and meet other people and be really friendly and open. And in your halls, there'll be lots of different activities going on. So get involved in those because it's a great way to meet new people and to have a great university experience.
Try as much as you can while you have the time. Yeah, just do as much as you can while you're on campus and being looked after.
Generally in halls everyone's really friendly because you are literally living with each other, so just be open to like meeting new people and get chatting with anyone.
Do you have any advice if new students are worried about settling in?
Everybody is, well, bar a few, most people are in the same boat as you, so like don't be nervous because they're going to be just as nervous as you. But yeah, just try stuff out and make new friends because it's probably friends you're going to be with for the rest of your life, so yeah. Don't be scared.
In the first week, try and meet as many people as possible, even if it's a bit scary, because chances are some of them will be people who you'll like stay friends with. And if you don't try and meet lots of different people, then you've kind of just got the people who are on your corridor and your flat, and you might not necessarily get along with them.
I'd say that you'll get friends throughout the year and they'll be able to help you. So if you do want to go and join a society, you can go along with them and they can help you settle into that.
And what's your favourite memory from your first year in halls?
It's such a blur because it's obviously now 5 Septembers ago. But like I loved every minute. There was so much to get involved in. It has to be Crisis. I just remember lots of great nights out of Crisis. Hated Ocean, but loved Crisis.
One of my favourite memories is actually from like Welcome Week itself, and we'd all been out to like one of the nights, I think it was Toga night, and we'd all got back and we were just exhausted, and then the next day someone was like, oh, there's like bouncy castles on the downs, and we were all quite hungover, and all of us just ran across the downs like in pyjamas going on these bouncy castles. It was just really fun.
Some of the nights out that we had, I can remember some of them not so well, but yeah, it was just meeting people in my first year who have gone on to be great friends, and I'm sure that we'll stay in contact after university and life beyond.
Hi, I'm Jess, but a lot of people call me Pete, and I'm the SU president.
Were you in catered or self-catered halls in your first year, and why did you pick this?
So I was in self-catered halls, and kind of it sounds really bad, but the main reason I came to Nottingham was because the hockey's so great. So I came for pre-season and I knew that I was going to be playing a lot of hockey, and self-catered gives you a lot more flexibility, so I could kind of have my meals when I wanted to have them, and it kind of gave a bit more freedom, and I like cooking.
Do you have any top tips for our new students about living in halls?
Ooh, like a top tip would definitely be to like bring a doorstop, because you want to be open to everyone. You never know who you're going to meet on that first day, and you want to make as many friends as you can. So
do you have any advice if new students are worried about settling in?
I'd say, like, if you're worried about settling in, the thing about Nottingham is that there's actually so many opportunities, and you're definitely going to find like-minded people and find people who have the same interests as you. So I'd say definitely go to the Get Involved Fair, because you're going to find something that you're interested in, and that way you'll find people who are like you, and you can make lots of friends, and you've got something that you've then got for the rest of your time at uni.
And what's your favourite memory from your first year?
It's quite a hard question. I've got quite a few good memories, because I became president my first year of my hall. Obviously, I played a lot of hockey, did a lot of football. But I'd say definitely, like, top memory would be I went to Malaysia my first year, because I got to go. It's called International Student Summit, and it's this tri-campus conference. So I got to go to Malaysia for free. The uni paid for it all, and it was amazing. We got to work on the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals, and we got to present them to the United Nations and to the Malaysian government, and it was just like, wow, I'm 18 and I've just done this experience that I never thought I'd be able to.
Like what you heard? URN offers a wide range of shows covering everything from whatever music you're into to keeping you up to date on the news that matters to you. Come visit us in the Portland building to find out how to get involved.
This is URN.